Blog Talk Radio.
Arms.
Hey, shalom, shalom, Israel. Hallelujah, saints of the Most High, Yah. Glory to the King, glory to the King. Hallelujah. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here with you this evening, saints. This is Elder Donnie, hallelujah. On the Straightway Truth by way of Blog Talk Radio, hallelujah. Saints, I don't have a way to check to see how the sound is coming in on this evening, but I pray that you all can hear it and that it's recording just fine. Having just a little bit of issues with the chat on my end this evening. It's a blessing to be even have, to be able to speak to you. But I want to say this up front. It's not going to be a full show tonight. I just wanted to come on and let you all know that. And I'll just talk to you just for a few minutes here while I have everything working properly here. And I just pray that you all are doing well this evening. To all the saints that are scattered abroad, the beloved of Yah, all of you who are called to be saints, grace and peace to you from Yahweh, our Father, and Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. I bless you this evening. And like I said, I'm just thankful that you all were able to join me, that you are still in the land of the living. Hallelujah. And that Yah is still dealing with you. Hallelujah. I know he is because of the word that comes forth and the correction that's been coming forth and how he's trying to get us, in order as a people. You know, he's given us the keys to the kingdom. Hallelujah. And, you know, we have a lot to be thankful for, saints, so much to be thankful for. I want to give honor where honor is due to our beloved shepherd, Pastor Charles Dow. Thank him for everything that he does for us, how he labor tirelessly and give of himself so much. You know, I was just looking at, Pastor just yesterday on Sabbath and how, he's just, even on Sabbath, he's trying to relax, but he's just so he's needed, and his wisdom. And I'm just grateful for him. And I pray that, y'all just continue to give him strength, just continue on, and even to bless my hands and so that I could be of help unto him even the more so. Hallelujah. And I pray, saints, that, all of us are taking heed to, the warnings, to the messages that are going forward. I really believe that a lot of times we're not doing that, I remember last Shabbat, I remember the message. It was very strong. It was very powerful. It was a correction, and it went out to the whole of the ministries for everybody. Nobody was untouched by it, And one of the things that I expressed to one of my brothers, I was like, I pray that this is just not one of those things that we feel it for the moment and for the time being, but when we go back, to our respective places. And back to our quote unquote own lives, that we don't forget these things and it doesn't slip. I mean, I was really, really, feeling that way. I just don't want the things that the man of Yah sets before us, which are literally the kings of the kingdom of heaven. I mean, it's being laid right here in our laps, There are many mighty men who went on before us who wish they could be living in the time that we're living in now to experience what we're experiencing. We have the opportunity to have a piece of the Father right here with us. Some don't even want it. Some don't even care. Some refuse to even build themselves up in their most holy faith, refuse to even seek after spiritual gifts. And it just seems like, a people, who don't really care, Not everybody, but one of the things that I wanted to just share with you just tonight, and I'm just talking to you, saints. I'm just talking to you unscripted here. I have a script, but be the Father's will. I'll come on next week and, go over that and talk about that and do the blog talk about that next week. But just real briefly here, before I go, just want to just talk to you here. And honestly, I think what it is with us as Israelites, I think a lot of us are still spoiled. We don't appreciate things. We take things for granted. I don't think we take heed to how serious this thing is and this walk, and that, you know, many sacrifices have been made, you know what I mean, for each and every last one of us. Yeshua himself paid the ultimate price. You know what I'm saying? You talking about a man who knew no sin. You think he wanted to take on the sins? You know what I mean? Like, let's be real. I mean, this man had no sin in him, nowhere around. And he tried his best. Like, I mean, you know, if it be so, then take this thing away from me. You know what I mean? But it had to be so. He had to come and do. He had a mission to accomplish. But, you know, when we look at us today and look at our condition, you know, you see, you know, just a lot of unthankfulness, a lot of ungrateful people, a lot of, you know, just people going through the motions. And honestly, I didn't come on here to try to, you know, have like a somber spirit or just to be negative. None of that. But it's just the reality is this, man. We got to wake up out of our stupor. We really have to. And not view this walk as the way we viewed everything else that we've done in life. You know what I'm saying? Like, really, like when instructions are given to us, they're not given to us for us to make multiple choice decisions, you know what I mean, to do whatever we want to do. They're given to us because, hey, this is the wisdom, this is the order, this is the way things should be done. I don't think we really take heed to that and how it can affect others. I don't think we appreciate the fact that we have breath in our bodies. I don't think that we appreciate the fact that we have the opportunity to see another day, each and every day that we're alive. I really don't think that we really appreciate these things. We overlook these things, which may seem small. You know what I mean? Having food, having raiment, you know, being able to be clothed in our right frame of mind, having physical clothing for our bodies, a shelter, and for a lot of us, many, many extras in which we have. I mean, we don't even deserve. But even in that, that's not enough. But just the fact that, you know, Yah preserved us and allowed us to be where we are this day, to hear the things that we're hearing, to experience the things, to see the signs, see the wonders, to see, you know, freedom as much as possible amongst a sick, sick, sick generation, a sick world, a world full of hopelessness and despair. I think Yah deserves a little bit more from us than that. And he deserves, you know, more praise from us, more sacrifice from us. You know what I mean? He deserves more. But I tell you what, we better start appreciating, you know, all the things that he's done for us and all the things that he's going to do. Hallelujah. And just be a grateful people and get about our Father's business and get serious about this walk. Hallelujah. So, just going forward, saints, it's going to definitely take work out of all of us. Step outside of our comfort zones. Definitely die out, even more so, to this wicked flesh. Just yesterday's message, man, really pulled the cover off Satan and his kingdom and how he's been operating, you know, in a lot of our lives and how we've been deceived for a very long time and how, you know, the things that we've been dealing with, it didn't even originate with us. But the whole idea is to break these things and cut the chains and sever the ties so that, you know, our children that are coming up behind us don't have to deal with the same things in which we had to deal with so that they can walk, you know, in the newness of life and just be free from all of this, you know, the pollution and of this world. Hallelujah. So it's a really beautiful day in which we live in. I tell each and every last one of you to seize the day, seize the moment, seize the opportunity. None of us know when will be our last day. You know, it's not like you're going to get a warning, okay, you know, today's the last day, you know, live it up, do the best you can, and then, you know, at some point, you'll check out this day. Nah, you don't get that kind of warning. You don't know. It's just like any other day in which you wake up. It's all about what you do with it. But I tell you what, we need to be thankful. We need to be grateful and take nothing for granted. You know what I mean? And don't just think things will always be the same. You won't always have the opportunity to, you know, to tune into a Sabbath message or a blog talk where you can get receive edification. You know what I'm saying? Like Pastor was telling us yesterday, this is the time now to get things done. This is the time now. We don't want to be trying to seek Yah and the door has been shut. Because you're not going to get no warning, you know. You're getting all the warnings right now. And this is just serious, being real. But we had better wake up out of our stupor. We had better wake up out of sleep. Hallelujah, Israel. And look, y'all be encouraged throughout the week, saints. You know, just really go over the message again from Shabbat. Implement all that you can. Go over the prayers. Recite them over and over. You know what I mean? And don't give up on Yah. Hallelujah. Believe in him. Trust in him. And know that this, the enemy always comes to try to discourage you. You know what I mean? That's how you can tell when you're on the right path. When you were out in darkness, when you were out in the world doing whatever you wanted to do, you didn't receive the type of oppression, the type of hindrances that you do on this side of life. That's a good indication that you're headed the right way. So don't let Satan deter you or stop you from doing the things that you know you should be doing. Fear. Fear is one of those things, man, that really hinders us from living, you know, doing the work of the kingdom. And that's the whole plan of the Hasatan. And be at the Father's will. That's what I'll be talking about more next week when I come before you. But you definitely, man, just don't let Satan stop you this week. Don't take, you know, each day for granted. You know, continue to fight this good fight of faith, man. Saints, I'm going to talk to y'all in a week, y'all willing. Y'all be encouraged. Hallelujah. The King is coming. This is Elder Donnie signing off. And like I said, it's not going to be a full show. Just wanted to come on here and let you know that personally. So y'all be encouraged, saints. I thank you all for coming, showing up tonight. And y'all be encouraged, all right? Shalom, shalom. King is coming.